Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget Vinny's side piece Thursday. That's day after tomorrow, 7 p.m. on Alt 105. That's every Thursday.
Yeah. An
hour of rocking music.
I just got the playlist for this coming Thursday put together. You know, it's a team of six working on this 1 hour of radio.
It's down to six people now. That's
it's
amazing.
It's like six. Well, you know, that might not include me. but, you know, we're ready and it's going to be fun. And hopefully you'll dial us up at 7 o'clock p.m. nighttime radio on Alt 105.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. You can also listen to my side piece on Radio.com. Woo! But I'd prefer you stay on Alice all day, every day.
Leave the stream up and on.
That is my main piece, so I need you to listen to that, if you wouldn't mind. Radio.com, you'll love it. You can take radio wherever you go. All right, here's what's happening.
All night.
Thank
I
you.
I listen to you all day.
DJ Soleil.
MC Soleil.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Pretty close, though.
All right.
Very close.
So, looks like we've got another nice day ahead.
Yay.
So, there's that. That's good news, everybody.
If only I could go to the garden center. Oh, boy.
What do you need?
I need some dirt and I need some mulch. And I always need plants, Vinny.
Right. So, you're saying that you can't because of your son? Or
yeah, I'm not
can't...
allowed to. Oh. I'm not allowed to go anywhere. He goes, is that essential? Is that essential? I'm like, well, it kind of, you know, the mulch is. I need to.
I've been questioning. I need this little tool. It's a little thin wrench that I need. And I've been trying to decide if I can risk going to the Home Depot for this little tool. It's not essential. Will I die without it? Nope.
No. Is it like a little Allen wrench or something?
It's more
door?
Like a little... the smallest crescent wrench I have is too thick to fit in this space that I need.
I
need a thin wrench that will get in between two things. And it's not essential. So can I go?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, you can go. It's, you know, you are physically capable of that.
Oh.
Should you? I don't know. That's a question for you, Ben.
Oh. Well, you're not helping.
Call Riley
out
and ask him.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Don't. Please. I can already tell you what the answer is to that.
Please ask Riley if I could get a permission slip.
The answer is no. No permission
All right,
slip.
Fine. Well, then I'll wait. So here's your news, everyone. The breaking news. Actually, this broke yesterday, but the Bay Area's shelter in place has been extended through May. So the unprecedented becomes more unprecedented or whatever you want to call it.
That was very well said. I'm sticking with that.
As states across the country rush to restart economies battered by the coronavirus, the Bay Area is saying, no, it's too soon. Let's stay buckled down until at least June. That includes Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Mateo, and San Francisco. And the city of Berkeley announced Monday they'll be extending their first-in-the-nation stay-at-home order through the end of May as well. So, and I know that Santa Cruz did not know what to do about the amount of people that showed up on Friday and Saturday and continued, you know, through the weekend. I read an article that said they plan to do something, and I haven't heard what yet. Hopefully, it continues to be.
We're just going to have to cement in the beaches. That's it. I'm not going to be able to
I just
have
don't.
Beaches anymore, I guess.
as the weather gets good, I don't know how they're going to keep people from streaming over the hill. I really don't know how you do it.
Even people who are just going for a drive, even if they're not planning on stopping at a beach. Although some people might take a look and go, no, everybody else is doing it. It's not great.
On Friday, when I took my kid out because she wouldn't nap and I just wanted to give my wife a break. And so I was out for 2 hours and the car usually makes her sleep and it did. So I was out cruising. But I'm telling you, the amount of cars parked all north of town because town was closed. But they were at the beaches and places where no one usually goes at all.
Right. Where you have to climb down the sheer face of a rock wall
to
get to them.
Yes, exactly right. Anyway, so at this stage in the pandemic, it's critical that we collectively continue to do what we've been doing. We've seen progress and we'll lose that. Limited easing of specific restrictions for a small number of lower risk activities is probably going to be happening this month, but it's still, for the most part, shelter in place. So anyway, and of course, Gavin came out and said, seeing the crowds flock to the beach is exactly what not to do. This is completely against what we've been trying to achieve for the past month or two.
Right.
Having the images are an example of what not to see, what not to do. If we're going to make a meaningful progress that we've made over the last few weeks, we need people to stay. This virus hasn't taken a vacation and you shouldn't either.
Right.
Is what he's saying. So that's the latest.
Well, it's tough. You can't tell. You know, some people just won't be told.
9 states have already relaxed their stay-at-home orders, and 7 more are set to by the end of the week. These states include Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Idaho, Maine, Nevada, and Texas. So, and I get it, actually. The balance between looking after everyone's health and watching the economy crumble before our eyes is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I know business people are saying, stop it. I have to go to work. So yeah. I get it. I really do.
It is. It's tough. It's I mean, honestly, it's, you just have to take it down to the human level. Like, you know, you could be the reason that somebody's loved one dies, or you could die.
Right.
You could be. And, you know, do you want that on you?
Oh, did you read the text that was posted by the guy? What's that guy's name that you like from Puddle of Mud, Stacy's mom?
Oh, Adam Schlesinger.
Did you read the post his girlfriend put up?
No.
She just posted about his last week, their last week together. This was, I guess, his live-in girlfriend. And it's a trip. It's very sad. He was sick and she was taking care of him and they thought that he was just going to get better. And then one night he woke up and they had to rush him to the hospital. Mm. And it's just like, holy crap.
It's just so, like, he's our age and didn't have a bunch of underlying stuff. And it's just so, so scary.
Some good news is that Oxford University says the vaccine it's been working on is working.
Oh,
it could be ready by September if the British government grants emergency approval. I don't know what that means for the United States. I guess if they see that it's working, then maybe our FDA will be more likely to approve it as well. I know it comes with the concerns. If anything is rushed through, do you fear that there's side effects that haven't come to light?
Right. You know, or is it really similar to a normal flu vaccine? And can they just give us the formula real quick?
Well,
I mean, I don't know. There's another rub. Am I the first to take that? I don't know.
It's good news, though, that they're working on it. And they're getting somewhere. And we obviously need to hear some good
smart
news.
Smart people need to fix these things. Come on, smart people. Come on.
So,
Come on. Let's get on it.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, my God. I love fast facts, Vinny. Fast. What is that? So many questions.
The Post-it note was invented by accident by a scientist at 3M who was actually trying to create a really strong adhesive. Even the yellow color was by accident. The lab next door only had yellow scrap paper for them to use, and poof, we get the Post-it.
The Post-it. I love Post-its. They're everything now. That glue is it's just everywhere.
Yeah, I used one this morning.
Well, they're just so easy. You put them up, and then there they are to remind you.
November Rain by Guns N' Roses is the longest song to ever make the top 10 on the Billboard charts. It's 8 minutes and 57 seconds long, and it hit number 2 in 1992.
Oh, boy.
You don't like it?
No. I like that first record. That's really all I like from them. Did you love that song?
This
November
one?
Rain?
Yeah. I used this song to go to the bathroom almost every night. When I did a radio show,
well, you were very regular,
Diego.
Huh?
Well, not poop.
Oh,
you know, no.
Took 8 minutes to run and go pee.
Well, I didn't want to have to rush.
Oh, take your time. Sure.
Well, yeah, just stop by the soda machine, see what's what. Anyway, it was number 2 in 1992, behind "Baby Got Back" by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, boy, that's too bad. They never hit number 1. That's a big...
There we go. I was hoping Bryn would play it.
Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Woo! Woo!
Okay, so Sarah, you're the dirty talker on the show, so let me run this by you, okay?
All right.
Like, you're professional, wouldn't you say?
I would say that I know exactly what John wants to hear.
All right.
And I try to say it in different creative ways every time. I don't like to fall into those patterns of saying the same thing over and
over.
Do
you like to say it, though? I'm curious if it's something that you're into or if it throws off
I like it. It's hot. And he's much less vocal, even though I would like more. But he's, he says he feels funny about it. But he'll say stuff that's hot. I'm like, oh, thanks.
A lot of people feel funny about it. That most people don't necessarily know what's going to be hot or what's going to be just ridiculously embarrassing and stupid.
Yeah.
For that reason, you'd rather err on the side of caution, which is to not say anything.
Mm. Well,
rather
I say go for it.
Rather like, you filthy little, and then that person smacks your face.
Oh, God, I would love it if someone said, you filthy little. Keep going. That's right. I'm your door.
See, anytime this comes up, she'll... All right. So anyway, a woman was horrified by what her boyfriend called her in a moment of passion.
Oh.
Because she feels like that wasn't... So her boyfriend...
Oh, what did he call her?
Was attempting to talk dirty in the bedroom... And I don't even know what she's bummed about. So you tell me, it's missing me. He called her a dirty little tomato.
Oh. No, that's, I'd be like, tomato? Can't you come up with anything hotter than that? Come on. Oh,
She says, I've never felt so turned off by him.
Oh. Well, it does sound rubbishy. It sounds like she's over him anyway.
You think so?
Yeah. I think she's done with him.
All right.
She's looking for a reason, I guess. Yeah, that's a, pro tip, leave food out of it.
Oh, is that right?
No way. You can do whatever you want. If someone wants to be called a dirty little tomato, I'm down with it. Whatever someone likes, but she clearly doesn't like it. So, I'm sorry. How did the news get a hold of this, Vinny? Is she just yelling
from
the rooftops?
She's on Reddit trying to say if this is one of those things that is a dumpable offense. And I don't... part of my curiosity was, is tomato some epithet I'm not aware of? Is it a reference to something that I don't understand that's missing me?
Maybe it's like something red and rashy. I don't know. And plump. I don't know. I thought, she's a little tomato is cute. That sounds adorable to me.
Her actual quote is, we're having really good sex. And then in the heat of the moment, he said, you're my dirty little tomato.
Yeah. Well, he just
and she's like, I've never was so turned off. And I just don't get it. I don't see what's so, okay. I guess I do have trouble, I've gotten better at it, but I understand the embarrassment with letting your thoughts fly when you're in the moment. I get that. You'd rather not crush a good moment.
With
if
your
you
dumb
can enhance
thing.
It, great, right. But if you say something and then start laughing or she starts laughing, then you've really...
Now, laughing's all right. I mean, that's...
Is
that's,
it, though?
Sure, it's
it,
fun.
It can be.
It is funny when somebody... You know, that's the thing. I don't know if you go on Reddit with it, but I think you immediately say, we'll never say that again. And then you torture that person with that thing that they said forevermore.
Forevermore, right. Yeah. Which is why they won't ever talk dirty in bed, because you never let up on the time they said, you dirty little tomato. Our text number is
dirty little tomato, and then maybe it becomes a hot thing.
I don't think it's that bad, but all right.
No, I don't think so either.
800-400-3697. Text us and keep us up. Stay connected with us. We'd love to know exactly what it is going on for you.
Yep.
925 says couldn't disagree more with Sarah. We need to open the economy now. When is there a scenario when no person will ever die? We as free people are in control of our government. Tell me how many lives are destroyed by this lockdown. Oh, a lot. Yep. A lot of lives are being destroyed by the lockdown. There's no question. I think relationships are crumbling. I think there's
no
kids.
This is not a it's not a good time. It's not an easy time. But should we stay in lockdown? I believe we should. But, you know, look, you get to have your opinion.
Yeah, they do. And I think a lot of people would agree with this with 925 as well. I understand.
I'm sure my mom is rah-rahing right now.
Oh, with that person? Get the economy open back up?
Well, no, she, you know, this is so dumb. You people in California. I'm like, all right, Mom, thanks. Thanks for your 2 cents.
Tomato is slang for babe. Like, wow, what a hot tomato.
I thought it was a hot tamale.
I don't know.
Hot tamales. I don't know all the slang.
Isn't hot tamale the candy I eat?
It's named after, and you like a hot tamale. I thought that's
hot tamales dash is gone.
Oh no.
Oh no.
But the kid didn't find it.
She didn't. She's actually been really, oh my God. Yesterday, you guys check this out.
All right.
So we've been trying to get this kid to part with one of these loose front bottom teeth.
Oh God. Is that thing still?
It's still there.
7 weeks in.
And the teeth are fully in behind this thing. So I get her to lay down finally yesterday. And I'm like, look, that tooth is it's hanging by a thread. Let go already. No, it's going to hurt. I don't want to. No, I don't. I'm like, Mama, come over here. So Mom comes over. She's the one that, you know, can kind of manage these things without much pushback. So she goes, let me just see that. And then she flicked it. And so I'm like, oh my God, it's out. Yes.
Oh my God. Was it out?
It wasn't out. And it started bleeding and she started crying. And then we lost, like, we're never going to get that tooth out now.
Well,
never.
She might have ripped a few. I mean, it sounds like she ripped some of the strings holding it in there. So that thing's got to go.
It's when you pull on it, it goes 90 degree. Is that 90 degree angle? Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It just goes all the way flat down out and yet still somehow in there. Anyway, that's the latest update on the dumb tooth that won't leave.
Freaking tooth is just, it is a hanger on. It's just the fortitude of that thing.
Well, she won't. I've told her, just take it out yourself. It's, at this point.
Just start twisting it back and forth.
It's ready.
And your other teeth are there. Like, is it screwing up her other teeth?
Oh, absolutely. I already thought she would be getting braces, but this is only cementing that fact. As those teeth stay behind
back,
the other teeth, there's no room for her tongue. She's probably killing
her. What's
that
called? Is that an underbite?
I guess it will be if it's allowed to continue. Yeah, I think your underbite, though, also involves where your jaw lays.
Oh, yeah, because I thought maybe the overbite and underbite is like your big front teeth, you know, your top teeth. I don't know what the jaw part is.
I'm hoping we get that dumb thing out today, though.
Yeah, get that thing out of there.
Home Depot and many other stores are offering curbside delivery to your car. Vinny, you can probably get your skinny crescent wrench delivered to your trunk without any physical contact or having to get out of the car.
Oh.
That's a good point. That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
I could probably do that too. Like pull in and say, look, I need 2 bags of soil and three bags of mulch. Throw them
in. I don't know about that.
What?
You can get an app for, well, if you go to Lowe's or Home Depot there, you can get that app and pre-order it. And pull up, and there's little slots in the parking lot where they'll just come up and bring it to you.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. Because I got to get some dirt. I need some dirt. All right, coming up in the trash. Is it time?
Yeah.
Coming up in the trash, Tattoos Day, guys. It's going to be fun.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.